Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joakim. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joakim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Wright reaches second base with a double. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callaway for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Keltner moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Keltner moves to third. Heath moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Keltner scores. Heath moves to third. Fleming moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue bunts between the mound and first base. Bagby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hogue for the out. Kennedy moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bagby strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Heath moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes now pitching. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heaton takes first base on ball four. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau moves to third. Heaton moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Boudreau scores. Heaton scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hockett reaches second base with a double. There goes Weatherly trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Wright moves to third. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into right field. Hockett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hockett. Wright scores. Kennedy scores. Hoag moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoag scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 7, Indians, 7. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bagby hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hogue bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Hogue moves to second. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haynes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Hogue scores. It's 9-7, White Sox. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haynes moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haynes moves to third. Moses moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-4 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Oscar Grimes. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Vern Kennedy pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Buster Mills pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.